Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. I'm Christy McManamy with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, and we are excited that you have joined us on this beautiful Saturday morning right here in Siouxland. You're listening on KSEJ, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. Before we get to our topic today, which I'm very excited about, we're talking about the Mighty Mo Run, this big event that is coming to our tri-state region. And we're going to learn all about it with Ray Thomas. And so I'm excited to visit with him today to learn more about this big event. But before we do that, I want to send a big shout out to Justin Barker, who is our studio producer back at Powell Broadcasting, who is incredibly helpful at getting this show on the air. So Justin, thank you. And a big thank you to our longtime sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. And without further ado, we have Ray Thomas, who is the co-director of the Mighty Mo Run, which is coming up September 11th, 12th, and 13th. So just a couple of weeks away. I love to see all the runners and all the support folks come to Siouxland, come to the Sioux City area for this event. And so we're going to learn a little bit more about it. So, Ray, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Wow. Christy, thank you very, very much for having me on your show this morning. Definitely appreciate you, KSCJ, for broadcasting this. And I do know Justin Barker very nicely. I know his family and everything. So, yeah, thank you very much for being on here. And also your old employer, KTIV, has been nothing but great in terms of getting it our information out there on TV to individuals out there.
Well, and we appreciate the work that you're doing with this event because as everybody who is in the running world knows, everybody's looking for the next great event or fun event that they can take part in. And this this was a long time event, kind of went away for a few years and then made a comeback. And so I'm excited because it's a marathon. It's a half marathon, 10K, 5K. My running days of that are long gone, but there's also like a kids run in the suit. So we're going to talk about all of those things. Ray, but first tell me about, you grew up in Sioux City.
Yeah. Well, I'm a native Siouxlander. I, born and raised in Sioux City. I went to all schools here in town. Go way back in the day, Irving Elementary, Woodrow, North High School, Western Iowa Tech twice. Twice to Western Iowa Tech, Westmar, pre-Takeo days, went to Westmar. And then University of South Dakota, went up there and finally got a master's degree and figured out that's enough schooling. I think I'm done.
That was enough for you?
Yeah, okay. I think that's plenty. Born and raised here in town. My mom and dad, I come from a smaller family. It's just my sister and I, Sandra, and mom and dad. And born and raised here in town. I've had various occupations in my time here in town. I went to Western Iowa Tech. The first time I went to WIT, I got my FCC license and was a master control operator down at KCAU back in the day. So Basically a glorified button pusher down there. But hey, you got to have someone to push them buttons.
And that is one of the most important jobs because without you there, if you go off the air and you're sitting on a black screen at home, trust me, the phone's ringing off the hook. So that's an important job, just so you know.
Oh, how well I know. I was bombarded with calls. I can remember all kinds of craziness. I can remember Saturday morning severe weather broadcasts that would come through Master Control, and I'd have to call Tom Peterson and get him up to come down to do weather, things like that. So, yeah, I did KCAU back in the day, and then I went, that position was eliminated, and then I went back to Western Iowa Tech again, got an associate's degree in electronic communications. I've always seemed to have found myself doing some form of communications work. So I went to work for, up in Lamars, Iowa, I went to work for Frontier Communication. Actually, I was there long enough. I think I was there for 15 years, so I went through like four name changes. It was Centel, Vista, Frontier, Global Crossing. I'm sure I'm forgetting a couple of them in there, but mergers and acquisitions in telecom seems to be the way of the world. So went through a lot of that, but it was always good all the way along. What I did was I sold digital key systems and PBXs back in the day when there was something called phone lines, POTS, Plano Telephone Service, POTS lines and things like that. So we did all of that, did that for several years. And, I was blessed with an employer that was offered for me to go to school, to go to a graduate school classes. So I started taking some of those up at USD. And, kind of got through the limit of how long I could be in the graduate school program, and I had to rush the last year or so to get through it. So
what do you have your master's in?
It's called MSAS, Masters of Science in Administrative Studies. They had two different options. One was the medical and in an employment option is what it was, and I took that one instead. So it was a 36-hour cross-disciplinary program, I think is what it was called. Great class, so it did a lot of things, touched on a lot of things. So it's not technically an MBA, but it's MSAS.
And your current employer is CSI, correct?
Correct, yes. I moved back east. I'm born and raised in town, moved back east, came back and went to work for Sparklight, which was Cable One, Cablecom, and I did that for about 7 years before I retired, and then I retired and then languished for several months, and then was approached by a gentleman that owned CSI Computer Service Innovations, Mike Curry, who offered me a position. Him and I had successfully collaborated on several projects around town during my tenure at Sparklight. And Mike asked me if I'd be interested to come to work. And I thought, yeah, I'll come to work a couple days a week. He thought more like four or five. And I thought, that seems more like a full-time job, Mike.
doesn't sound like retirement.
No,
is that what you're thinking?
So I think we kind of collectively agreed on 3 days a week. So I work 3 days a week for an IT company. And it's great. I work with some gifted engineers. And they hold my hand on just about every part of that whole job. So it's great. And they hired me on the sales side of things. So I'm the guy that's out there beating the bushes, trying to bring in new business in any way possible. So that's what I do. And I hopefully I've brought in some decent business over the last 2.5 years while I've been there.
You bet. And your family.
Yeah. So a small family, mom and dad, grew up on the near north side of Sioux City. And I was married originally, then got divorced, had a lovely daughter, Chloe Thomas is my daughter. She lives with her mom in Wichita, Kansas, and Chloe just competed in the Miss Amazing contest representing the state of Kansas on the national level in Chicago, Illinois. She presented herself nicely. She did very, very well. She didn't win, but she's a winner in my heart. You know, she's my kid.
And Chloe actually paid a visit up to KTIV back in the day.
Oh, Christy, you are so nice. I want to give you a hug right now, but we got microphones and stuff separating us here. But no, my daughter, and as a matter of fact, after this broadcast, I might have to go grab the phone and have her chat with you. Anyway, yeah, you were very nice in studio. You gave us a tour of KTIV at the time. My daughter was very anxious in going through there and just seeing it all, and you laid it all out for us, so you did a fine job. Thank you so much.
Well, she's a special young lady and obviously Miss Amazing Kansas, so congrats to her on competing at that national level.
Indeed. Thank you.
So I want to talk about how you got involved in the Mighty Mo Run, because the first thought, of course, is everybody's, well, you must be a runner. So were you a runner in high school?
Yeah, I was. I went to North High School, and the weird thing about it was I went to Woodrow Wilson, and I didn't really do any running at all. I played junior high football, I did, and then the coach there said, would you run track? And I ran track, and then I ran. I thought I was pretty slow, but I ran the 100-yard dash, as yard then, and then I got this thing saying, you got to come back the next day. You're in the final for the city for the ninth graders. I thought, how could I possibly be in that? And so that's what kind of ignited me. And so then when I went to North High School, Coach Provorst was a coach up there, so I got involved with track and doing that. And so everything I did was sprints. Everything was, 100 yards, meters, 200 yards or meters, because it was doing the conversion at that time. And then and then the 4x1 and the 4x2. So I was a sprinter. I was nowhere near a long distance runner. We had some gifted long distance runners up there, really good ones. Andy Dunlap is one of them. And these guys were exceptional at what they did. They freaked me out because they ran 2 miles. I'm like, who does that?
And of course, long distance runners are always looking at the sprinters going, man, I wish I could do that. And the sprinters are looking at the long distance runners, often thinking, that's amazing. But I'm not sure they want to put in the mileage.
No.
Most sprinters I know don't want to put in that type of mileage.
Absolutely not. Because here's the thing. I'd run for anywhere from 10 to 20 seconds, stop, go get a medal. I loved it. It was great. These other guys are running for 15 or 20 minutes at a time. Are you kidding me? They're sweating. It's just like, oh, I'd rather do the other thing.
But in time, you became a long-distance runner because you took part in 5Ks and 10Ks, and I should say you're still doing half marathons.
Yeah, I did. I did the Lincoln earlier this year, and I might. There's a possibility I might be doing Kansas City in October too, but don't let my wife know about that.
Well, I think she knows now.
But yeah, thanks, Christy. I appreciate that. Anyway, so when I moved back east, I lived out in the D.C. Baltimore area for about 12 years, and when I lived out there, because I would only see my daughter every other weekend, and then on a Wednesday during the week, I tried to figure out something I could do, and so I thought, well, maybe I should try running. I did this in track in high school. I thought, well, it's been 30 years since I've done that last. I don't know. And so I could not even run one lap around a track. I tried one lap and I thought, what's wrong with me? I can't even do that. I thought, well, maybe my cardio needs to improve a bit. So I kept going back and finally I was able to run one lap. And then every runner's got a story. Then I ran two laps. Then finally I got up to a mile. I'm done. I did a mile. I'm good. I can run without stopping for 1 mile. And then my daughter presented me with this thing called the Great Pumpkin 5K in Reston, Virginia. And I thought, well, what is that? I didn't even know what a 5K was. How long is that? And that was about 3 miles. And anyway, so we did the signed up to do this race called the Great Pumpkin 5K. And part of the reason we did that was when we lived here in Sioux City back in the day, we grew giant pumpkins. And so she saw this big pumpkin and she goes, Dad, we can go look at the big pumpkins and you can run the race. And so I ran the race and you know, it was a 5K, and then it kind of went on from there. Yeah.
So. Oh, well, I love that. You know what? It's the point that you can start small at any age and get there
absolutely.
And enjoy it and love it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree.
Well, we are excited for the Mighty Mo Run coming up on September 11th, 12th, and 13th. And we're going to talk more about that big event with co-director Ray Thomas after we take a quick break.
Are you looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? Call NAI United, the leading commercial real estate firm in Siouxland, serving our community for over 20 years. Connect with their experts, Bo Bronker, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, Madison Craighead, Aiden Vanderloo, and Chris Bogenreef. NAI United agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota, which means they can assist you regardless of your location. NAI United has commercial real estate solutions for you. Visit NAIUnited.com to learn more. For all your commercial real estate needs, call NAI United.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. You're listening on KSCJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. Our guest today is Ray Thomas, who's the co-director of the Mighty Mo Run. We want to mention your other co-director, Jim Ewald, owner of Peak Performance. And a few years ago, you guys started this event back up.
Yeah, we did. When I came back into town, I was going up to Sioux Falls and running their version of the race. And it was really nice because it started inside the Denny Sanford Center up there. And it was an out and back, and it came back. And then it dawned on me after going up there that, wait a minute, we have Seaboard Triumph here, and we have an integrated trail system on a flat, fast, and fun course down along the river. Why are we not utilizing that? And so I didn't know where to go with it. I didn't know who to approach. And I thought, well, the guy that owns a shoe store in Sioux City may be a good place to go, Jim Ewald, Peak Performance. So Jim and I got together. We talked about it. We started inviting others in, the Princes here in town and others, because this is definitely a collaborative effort to do this. And so we brought all of these people in. And this goes back about 5-6 years ago when we brought this back from what it was originally. And we got the race reignited again and going. And so, we had all the components to bring it back. And then we did. We brought it back. And it's a multi-day race that covers just about everything.
And I love that. And then what's new this year, among other things, is this is actually a tri-state, all three Siouxland states for the first time, because we've got that new bridge over in Riverside Park.
Yeah, Chris, you're spot on that. This is what we've been wanting for years and years and years. We did have it prior to the trail with the flooding and all. We did do the marathon the first couple of years. And then the last couple of years, because of the trail, we had to scale it back to a half marathon. But now with the trail open with the pedestrian bridge that goes over towards the Two Rivers Golf Course, we can now integrate this into a three state race. So we got Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota in this, and this is really good for runners too. So yeah, it's a wonderful three.
And that's a big draw. That's a big draw for runners because sometimes they want to be able to check boxes off. Right?
Yeah, yeah, they can. In some instances, that is allowed where you can do three state because there's a multi. Like I've run with so many runners that do a 50 state. They do the whole thing with the shirts. Sometimes they are allowed to do that. Other times they aren't. But yeah, they do. They can check literally three states off their box. And then the other thing too is because of our integrated trail system, starting and stopping at Seaboard Triumph. Another thing about it is. It's fast. It's really fast. We have had, in the years that I've been here, we have had so many qualifiers for Boston, for New York, for some of the big races. It lends itself nicely because a lot of it's covered. You don't have to worry about traffic flow. You don't have to do anything. We have really good aid stations. Trust me, not all races are created the same. Our water aid station are every mile on this race. You do not have to carry water. There is no reason for you to carry water. If you're looking to compete and get a really good time to qualify for a bigger race, this is the race for you. Trust me.
And this is in the process of being Boston qualified, correct?
Yes. The course is to be certified, and it should be certified at the time of the race, and it will be. So if you sign up for the marathon, and we have many that are, I checked it this morning, I think we had 35 or so in the full. We had about 75 and a half. And the others will fill in time. They oftentimes, the smaller races, wait until the day of. They want to see what the weather is going to be, you know, if they're going to do a 5 or 10K. But, yeah, trust me, those individuals signing up for those big races, they will be qualified because the bib is also, it's chip time too. So this really works out nicely. You don't have to worry about any of that. It's all taken care of automatically. You can get your spots along the race as to how you did and all.
All right. So September 11th, 12th, and 13th. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So what day is the marathon? What day is the half? What 10K, 5K?
Yeah, we start this out on Friday. Friday at 6:30 is the 5K. And this is a really laid back race. I have seen these over the course of years. People pushing strollers there with their dogs. I've seen them on rollerblades. I've seen a little bit of everything. It's an out and back. It's really cool. It leaves from the southeast corner of Seaboard Triumph, goes down along the road, goes underneath the I-29 bridge, and goes under about to where the Floyd Monument is. That's the turnaround on the 5K. And then it comes back. And then it's really good because there's food, there's beverages, there's all kinds of things afterwards. So you're inside. And even if the weather might be a little inclement, hot, could be rainy, whatever, you're inside. I've seen people in there tossing frisbees after the race.
Fun.
All kinds of cool things. So the 5K is on that Friday, the 11th. Then the 10K is on Saturday. Saturday morning is the 10K. That's at 7 a.m., 7:30 is the 10K on Saturday morning, the 12th. And 10K goes, leaves Seaboard Triumph, goes the same pathway as the 5K. However, it goes all the way down to Chautauqua Park, and then that's the turnaround there at the ballparks down there, and then comes back to Seaboard Triumph.
And what a scenic route, because you're running along the Missouri River, the trees, the trail's beautiful down there. If you haven't been down there before, what a great route to run a 10K.
You're spot on. The trail is amazing. It's actually the way the trees grow down there. It's like a canopy. And you think, oh, it's right along I-29. It's going to be noisy. It's not. It's quiet. You're down below the interstate most of that. And those trees grow over the top,
it's
like a tunnel. You're looking through a tunnel going down. It's a beautiful 10K. And you get down there, you turn around, and there's water stations along the way. There's one halfway down at about a little over a mile. Then there's one down there at the turnaround. Then you come back. So it's really quite nicely. That one's a little more competitive, the 10K.
Yep.
We don't encourage you to be pushing strollers in that one as much as the 5K. And that's Saturday. And then after that race, we also have a kids run. We have a kids fun run. And that takes place right after the 10K on Saturday. And that's really cool, too, because, you know, and then the kids sign up for that, and they get a T-shirt, too, for running that race.
Well, and how fun for them, right, to even just get a taste of it and just to be part of it. I know my son, when he was little, was, like, super excited to take part in those types of things. So very fun.
And I think Jim even has some medals, too, for him, too, as well. There's really nice little medals, too, that the kids... And that's on Saturday the 10th.
Okay. And then we've got the marathon and the half marathon, and those are run at the same time, correct?
Oh, man, that's when the fun starts.
Okay, so 26.2 miles is a marathon.
Correct.
And then a half, obviously, 13.1.
Correct, yes. So they both, those leave at the same time. We oftentimes will have runners that will leave a little bit early, and they can because it is chip time. There's a chip on the bib. So the half and the full generally leave at the same time at 7 a.m. in the morning. So they leave, they go out. The course is the same as what the 10K is for that part of it. So they go down to Chautauqua Park. They do the turnaround. They come back. Now, all of a sudden, they get back to Seaboard Triumph. They're 6 miles in. So the half then goes up to where the confluence of the Big Sioux and the Missouri River is. They come back. The full keeps going up. They go into South Dakota, and then they'll eventually come back going into South Sioux City for a part of that time, and then they would then come back to Seaboard Triumph.
And Seaboard Triumph. And so once again, you get all three states in one fantastic race.
Right.
Okay. So for people to find information on this, where they can sign up, where do they need to go?
Well, they can go to Mighty Mo. I just Googled it this morning to check to see how many participants we had at Mighty Mo. And that's where they go there. Then they can do the sign up there and get involved with that. Then there's different prices. There's some price increases coming. And there's the price increase is going to be on the 27th. So now would be a good time for you all to go online, get signed up. Price increase is not significant. It's like $5, I think, is the price increase.
But grab your friends. And you talked about even the 5K. If you want to push a stroller, great. If you want to be competitive, you can be great, you know. And then we want to mention real quickly the Stooge, which is you run all 3 days. There's some awards for that as well.
Right. Yeah, they get the Stooge Award. That's a really nice award. Jim's put together on that. And Jim Ewald also runs the it's called Helping Athletes Run and Train, the Hart Foundation. It's his foundation for underprivileged athletes. So it's everything about this race is good. It contributes to a lot going on here in town for all of that. But yeah, all the races they're great. They're well attended. We want to get more people out. We can always use volunteers, so we're always looking for some volunteers. We can also, you know, come out and support the runners too. There's plenty of places. Seaboard Triumph, park in the parking lot there. Get them as they're coming back and forth. You'll see them coming in both directions. Come down. It's fun. There's all kinds of stuff going on down there. So,
well, Ray, I appreciate you coming on today to talk about the Mighty Mo Run. Once again, September 11th, 12th, and 13th. Sign up to run. Test out one of those races. There's something for everyone there. And if not, come down and cheer on these folks. We've got people who travel across the country to come to this event right here in Sioux City. So check that out. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And once again, you can volunteer as well. So the Mighty Mo Run, September 11th, 12th, and 13th. That is all the time we have for this section of Grow Siouxland. Hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.